Oh, that's right. We are right here with Dr. Steve Glenn. He actually was principal over there in Abbeville. In fact, we were just talking that he was a high school principal over there. He is now over here at the G. Frank Russell Center. But we were just talking about and laughing about, of course, Emerald High. We have carried their football for years, and I used to do all the color work, and I was inside the field over there, and I was on the visitor's side, and the kids were rather rambunctious. They were all yelling and screaming into the microphone, and they leaned forward, and that fence just let go, and I ended up on the ground with all these kids on top of me. It was pretty interesting. And you were telling me that was a temporary field?
It was a temporary fence. The baseball field doubled there, and you'd have to move the bleachers out every year at the end of baseball season and put the fence back up for the football field. So, but now they have a new stadium, and they play over at Wright Middle School, and it's a very nice facility.
Very nice facility. Well, that's great. Well, Dr. Steve Glenn, where are you from?
I am from Marion, North Carolina. It's a little town about halfway between Asheville and Hickory. And, you know, I went to high school at McDowell High School and was very fortunate to get to go on and play football at Mars Hill College and graduated from college. I don't know if I'd have graduated from college if it hadn't been that opportunity, probably. But, you know, started teaching at Polk County, North Carolina, and coached football and basketball and track and baseball a little bit, and ended up meeting my wife and moving down here in 1998 and coached in Cowan Falls and taught the elementary school over there. And then in 2001 became assistant principal at Abbeville High School, and then in 2005 I took over for Dr. Taylor at Abbeville and became the principal at Abbeville High School. And 2 years ago, I became the director of the G. Frank Russell Career Center.
Well, I think it's a phenomenal facility that a lot of people don't realize, all the good things that are going on over there. We want to talk a little bit about, we're going to talk a lot about that. But, you know, when you were growing up, what did you want to be?
Oh, a football player. That's what everybody wanted to be.
I knew a football player was what you were going to say. So how did you end up in teaching?
That is a funny story. I was going to be a business major at Mars Hill and because I wanted to make money. Mm-hmm. And I signed up for microeconomics. And it was right after lunch. And the professor had the most monotone voice you've ever heard in your life. And actually, we had, you know, kind of like this table. It was a two-seat table. Mm-hmm. And I fell asleep one day, and I jumped up in class, and my knees knocked the I sat in the front row trying to stay awake, and I knocked the desk about 15 feet in front of us, and that teacher never stopped talking. And, you know, I wasn't making real good grades by sleeping too much, and I told him, you could take one class pass fail, and I went to him, and I said, look, I said, I don't think this is really for me. And my love was sports, so I realized that I wanted to teach and coach, and had a great time there, and I ended up getting a PE degree, and then you know, I ended up starting a master's program in 2000 and doing a master's through Clemson, and one thing led to another. Next thing you know, it's in the doctorate program, and I finished the doctorate in 2005 December.
That's terrific. Now, just for curiosity, here you are, principal over there at Abbeville High School. How did we get to G. Frank Russell Center?
Well, it was a great opportunity. You know, G. Frank Russell Career Center is a county school. It's not District 50. It's not 51. It's not 52. All three districts feed, and it has its own budget, and which is funded 95% of the funding comes from county council. And, you know, that's an area that I hadn't worked in as far as K-12, and it was a new challenge, and that was something that perked my interest, and I was fortunate enough to get the job, and it's been a blessing since taking over there.
Do you think people should change up their job profiles, what they're doing in a job, even if they're in a career like teaching? What do you think?
I think that depends on the individual. You know, there's two different kind of preachers. You've got revival preachers, and you've got maintenance preachers, and you need to know which one you are.
Okay.
I'm not necessarily a maintenance preacher. I like new things. I like change. So, therefore, it becomes time for us to leave all jobs, you know, in my opinion. You don't want to get stagnant. I was very fortunate to have a lot of good people that I worked with at Abbeville High School, and we had a whole lot of success while I was there. You know, had the highest math scores in the state of South Carolina. Excellent school as far as absolute rating and improvement rating. And, you know, it's, but it gets time for you to move on. Somebody else needs to come in and take over. They're going to do it different. They may do it better. They may do it worse. But right. The job will still be done. And it becomes time for people to step aside, and, in my opinion.
Sure.
Depending on your personality.
Sure.
So I felt like it was a good opportunity. You know, I'm place bound. My wife and two children, one's 13, one's 11, Bryson and Dawson, they go to school in Abbeville, and Susan teaches school in Abbeville. And, you know, it was, they're at an age where they need daddy. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be there. You know, most days, not all days, but most days I may leave at 4:30 from a G. Frank Russell and go home and stay at home.
Right.
Which, you know, some days now I'm coaching one of them, so we may go baseball practice, but that's still time with family. You know, as a high school principal, it's a, especially spring, it's murder. You know, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And every single day it seems like it's 8:30, 9 o'clock because there's always an event. And you can't be at all of them, but you need to be at as many of them as you possibly can if you're the principal because those
they
kids need they need to see you too. It's sure. Not that they expect you as much as you need to be there to support those kids. They are yours. And that was my philosophy. I didn't make it to all, but I made it to as many as I possibly could.
Absolutely. Well, you know, since you've moved over there to the G. Frank Russell Career Center, what have you seen?
It is a great place. You know, I was fortunate enough to actually go out and visit a couple other nationally renowned career centers across the nation. One was in Oklahoma and one was in Texas. And I came back, and Dr. Darrell Johnson, one of the first things he asked, well, what's different? What's good? What's bad? I said, we're a whole lot better than we thought we were. You know, we're ahead of where most people really think that they are. We've got a great staff there. We've got great programs. You know, we would love to have more kids interested in what we do. But as far as the teacher quality, we've got it. You know, we've got what we need there to be successful. We sure do.
Absolutely. Well, we are going to talk here with Dr. Steve Glenn. If you've got a question or a comment, maybe you know maybe you've had a child go through that center and maybe they're out there doing good. Maybe it gave them ideas on what they wanted to do futuristically. And maybe you can give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors and we'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We are right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. I do have Dr. Steve Glenn. He is the director over there at the G. Frank Russell Center, and it is exciting to have him here today. It's been a while since I have been over there to the G. Frank Russell Center, but I understand it is growing and getting more better all the time.
That would be correct.
Yeah, would be correct. Now, didn't you get to high excellence or something?
We were very fortunate last year. We moved back into that excellent rating as the state's absolute rating was excellent this year. It's the first time since 2008. We were very excited about it. Sure were.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about, you know, I think we used to think of a career center as a place where kids that maybe just weren't going on a college path, just didn't have any real interest. This is where the kids used to go. Tell me a little bit about how it is today, though.
You know, that was my take on it, too, when I was a principal high school. You know, Johnny's not doing well in math or English. Let's send him to the career center. Hands on, he's got to do better, you right? The truth of that is, and there's studies out there that prove this, to read, the reading comprehension of technical skills, mm-hmm. as far as automotive, carpentry, machine tool, that reading level is probably higher than most 11th, 12th grade English classes. So we have to have smart kids to do that kind of work because the reading is so technical. Have you ever tried to read the directions on something?
Yes.
How many times you had to go back and read it over and over and over? You know, that's the way it is. And if you have never put it together and you're going to follow those directions step by step, you've got to be able to read and be able to comprehend. So there's a bright future out there for those people who can do that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think that's interesting, and I think it's interesting the variety of programs. Isn't one of the beauties of the G. Frank Russell Center is that you do have so many programs out there that a student can go out there and see what maybe find what they like, but also maybe take some time and find out what they have no interest in once they get into program.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, if you come out there and you think that you want to be an engineer and you go in there, project lead the way, and you realize that you have to do math, and you don't like math, then we've been successful by showing you that that's not where you really want to be. With our cosmetology program, you know, when you come out, you're state board certified, and you're able to start work as soon as you graduate from our program. The CNA through Health Science, not only is it dual enrollment classes, which counts at Piedmont Tech, but you're also state licensed in it also.
That means you can come out at 18 and be ready to go to work.
That's correct. We have
a lot of parents should be liking that.
One young lady actually graduated in December at the pinning ceremony, and my understanding she's working at one of the nursing homes this semester as a part-time CNA. So that's exciting. That's good stuff. My first year there, we had a young man in machine tool who finished sixth in the nation in machine tool skills competition. And Eaton actually held a job for him until he turned 17 or 18, whichever age he had to be. And then once he went to work with them, they're paying for him to go to school.
That's phenomenal.
Oh, it's absolutely. And Eaton has been so good to us as far as, and several of the industries around. We've got a large youth apprenticeship, and they actually go in there, their apprentice, you know, and they actually work and make money while they're, and get school credit for it. And so with the work-based program, it's something they can do also. So there's a lot of good things going on out there.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I'm so excited to hear about this, but to be able to go through the now, how long is the cosmetology program?
The cosmetology program is a two-year program. You'll start as a junior, and it's a double block class in the afternoon, so you'll come out right after lunch, and you'll stay to the end of the day. The next year, you'll be a senior. You'll come out in the morning, and you'll stay until lunchtime. It's 1,500 hours, if I remember correctly, of contact hours. So it's an intense long program for sure. So it's
but you can do that while you're still being in high school.
Correct. Yes.
So and now you have to coordinate this, I guess, with your classes at the school you are going to. And
that would be correct.
And as you say, this is not just for Greenwood; it's for the three districts right here.
That's correct. 96, Ware Shoals, and both Emerald and Greenwood High School all feed us.
So, how many students go to the Career Center on a weekly basis, daily basis,
Weekly basis. Well, I tell you, I just ran a report just matter of fact earlier today, and this year we will have over 1,900 students come through our doors for a year. That's sizable.
Yeah, it is.
It sure is.
I think it's exciting, I would think.
It is, you know, and you get to see a lot of different kids. Unfortunately, you don't get to know as many of them because we don't have a cafeteria, and you know, so you don't have those kids on campus. That was a time at the high school that you really got to talk to them and you know, learn about them, because all of them have such different personalities, and that's not the case there. They come in, they stay their class period, most of them, and leave, and they go back to their home school, and they may come back again later on in the day. Cosmetology, they're there for two blocks, so they're double blocked in the morning, double blocked in the afternoon.
Now, does the student have to provide their transportation, or do the schools, is there a school bus that comes?
School bus.
School bus.
They are bused, yes.
Okay.
Now, you have some that elect to drive, and as long as they behave themselves and we don't have any problems, then they're allowed to drive, depending on the school.
Sure.
Some schools, you know, 96 is such a long way. You know, if I was a parent in 96, I don't know if I'd want one of mine driving, because they may act like their father and not behave himself all the time.
Okay. Now, for those that don't know, where is the G. Frank Russell Center?
It is, the address is 601 Northside Drive, which is, if you're going from Greenwood High School towards the airport, it's down there on the left, right past, was it Pinecrest?
Yes, right, I think so. Yes, so it's, so for students coming from Greenwood High, it would be very convenient to go right up the street there.
That's correct.
Yeah, so from that standpoint. Now, how about, what is one of the programs that you think doesn't get enough interest out there? Maybe it's just not that well known, or is there a program? Because you've got so many here. We could go through all of them, but we're not going to have the time.
Machine tool because in machine tool they learn to run the CNC machinery. And anytime I've sat down with the human resource people from different places, that's the one thing they're saying. They need engineers, which is our project lead away, and they need machinists, which is our machine tool. You're looking at a student that could come out with a two-year degree, start off at, you know, $22 an hour. With ZNEF coming in Lawrence, that's mm-hmm. a huge facility over there, what, 1.1 million square feet?
It's huge, yep.
Yeah, it's huge. And just think about all of them. They make transmissions. So they have to have
people. Nine-speed transmissions,
they have to have people that can run machines. And that's a place that you could actually make a real good living and still live locally. You know,
and I think that's for a lot of people. That's important to be able to have that localness.
It is for me. I'm place bound. You know, we own a little farm over there, and we love it. We own more cows than we have neighbors, and that's the way we like things.
You like it, okay?
It sure is.
So now, what about as far as coordinating between Piedmont Tech? Don't you have some bridge programs there?
We do. We've got two right now: horticulture and mechatronics. You want to talk about something off a chain? Now, mechatronics is the way to go. You can start with a two-year associate's degree in mechatronics at $60,000 a year.
Now, what is mechatronics?
Well, the best way I can explain it, it's kind of a cross between electronics and robotics.
Okay.
So you actually fix the robots on the assembly line. We were looked at starting a program at the G. Frank Russell. You're looking at probably $150,000, $200,000 to start the program up. My fear was, where am I going to find a teacher?
Sure.
You know, how am I going to talk somebody who's a master at it, who's making six figures, to come and go to work at 40?
Right.
And I think that would be tough.
Yes.
So we partnered with the conveniency of Piedmont Tech and the programs there. They opened the doors. You probably, if you start as a junior, could be, if not through, could be real, real close to having an associate's degree in mechatronics by the time you graduate from high school, if that was a route you wanted to go. Any kid that wants to stay close. That's what I'm telling them. That's where they need to be. You know, if you're not looking to be an engineer, even if you're looking to be an engineer, that is a great place to start. A lawyer, doctor, one of those, I see that as a real future.
Wow.
I sure do.
Well, these are the type of things that I think our parents need to hear about and our kids need to hear about, because so many are looking at, how am I going to find a job? And, of course, we all know that the economy has not been kind. We still
Correct.
Have a lot of unemployment. So these are fields where you can go out and graduate and get a job tomorrow.
That is correct.
That's pretty exciting. And if you're really good, sounds like some of these companies will even hold a place for you, like your student you were talking about with Eaton.
That's correct. And pay for your school.
And pay for your school. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that, folks. So if someone is, this is basically juniors and senior program at the Career Center?
No, we have sophomores. We actually have some freshmen. If a kid's really interested in a program, we'll take them as a freshman. At Piedmont Tech and dual enrollment, they're going to have to be at least a junior before they can do that.
So what should someone do if they're hearing the show here this afternoon?
They need to talk to their guidance counselor at their home school and make sure that they understand that they are interested in one of our programs. And, make sure you're signed up.
Yeah, okay. So, and what if somebody wants to come visit and see what y'all do there?
Come see me.
Come see you?
Sure.
Okay.
We're not. You can't just walk in because of security measures, but we'll buzz you in and ask for me, and we'll take a tour. We like to show our people off,
well,
especially the kids there. That's the fun part.
Okay. Well, then what would be a number that you call over there at the G. Frank Russell Career Center?
941-5750.
941-5750. Okay, that's the number to call. You need to give them a call. You know, I think a lot of kids, if they don't know, or maybe they know that one kid is going, but they think, I don't know if I want to go over there, they definitely should go. Now, I do know every so often you do have an open house.
We do. We try to have the open house at the same time that the high school has their open house, at least, you know, Greenwood High and Emerald.
Right.
That's the majority of our kids come from those two schools, about 90%. So we try to be on the same schedule that they're on.
Sure. So if you would like to personally go out there and see it, Dr. Steve Glenn says no problem. Give him a call, 941-5750. That's 941-5750. We can tell you this, he's very busy. Mm-hmm. But he will call you back. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here on WCRS 1450 AM. We are going to hear South Carolina news and a word from our sponsors, so don't you go away.
This is Philip Biffle, your Greenwood Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Do you have a recovery plan for your investments? If not, there are several reasons we think you should. While interest rates are very low, certain income strategies and investments could help increase your investment income. Also, many investment portfolios are out of balance at a time when proper investment diversification may be most critical. You also may want to review your portfolio to consider replacing lower quality investments with higher quality investments that may be at attractive prices. No one can control what the market will do next. You can, however, take advantage of investment opportunities that exist today. At the same time, it is important to be well positioned for whatever the market does tomorrow. Please call me, Philip Biffle, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Please call me, Philip Biffle, at 229-0444, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Oh, that's right. We are right here with Dr. Steve Glenn. He is the G. Frank Russell Career Center director there. Are you a principal? What do you
I'm
call it?
I'm a director.
You're a director. I was right. Okay. And, of course, I always love hearing about this programming, hearing about the things. Now, let me just ask you, when somebody wants to go to the G. Frank Russell Career Center, a student, they have to go through their guidance counselor.
At their home school.
At their home school. Not homeschooling. At their...
Correct.
At the high school that they are attending. By the way, do you take homeschool students?
No, we don't.
No?
They have to be, the legislation actually passed a law, last year, I think, that they could receive and be a part of extracurricular activity. This is part of
curriculum,
correct.
Okay. But do you have to have a certain grade level or something to be able to attend these classes? What is the qualifications that says, okay, you can go to G. Frank Russell Career Center?
Well, it depends on the program.
Okay.
Of course, if someone haven't had Algebra 1, we don't want them trying to try and take Accounting 1. So there are prerequisites, and all of it's in the program of studies.
Okay. So if you want to get into a program, you've got to see if you qualify or if you've taken the proper classes to be in that program. Now, some of the interesting programs that you have going on over there, health science, what happens there?
Health science is huge. I mean, with Self Regional here and all the nursing homes, that's a program we were fortunate to add last year, sports medicine to our health science. Coach Bishop does sports medicine 1, and then Miss Angie Stone, she does sports medicine 2. Miss Milner and Miss Rumfelt do intro and health science 1 and health science 2, which we have dual enrollment offerings in health science 2. And then Miss Smith and Miss Stone also do the CNA, where we have dual enrollment. Health science, if you want to be a doctor or a nurse, the medical terminology class we teach is a dual enrollment class, and that's something you're going to have. And it's a great program. We've got very, very strong teachers, and it's a thriving program at our place.
And this allows them to go on to Piedmont Tech or to any of the other schools that you have an agreement with. Is that correct?
That's correct. Piedmont Tech or Lander, any place that's offering the nursing. Now, they may not, Piedmont Tech were able to trade off dual enrollment straight up,
right.
Hours for hours. Some of the other schools would have to just look and see whether they would take it or not. I can't say without sitting down and looking at the school whether they take it.
Sure, okay. But so kids that are in these programs, let me just ask you something, though. Do we think our kids are growing up too fast? I mean, you've got two kids. What do you think?
Yeah. That's personal perspective, I guess.
Well, you're seeing lots of kids over there. Are we moving them too fast? I mean,
I think technology's moving them too fast.
Technology?
Technology, because of the, and mind play, the games, and everybody wants instant gratification. Everything doesn't happen instantly. Sometimes we have to work for things in order. You've got to do things, this, and this in order to reach that goal. That's the thing that I see that the computer and technology is making more obsolete, maybe. And you know, it goes back to personal life. Personal finance is something we offer over there. You've got to save money. You've got to have it in the bank if you're gonna be able to buy it one day. And we can't live on credit for all our life. And I think technology hurts us in that regard, but technology is such a wonderful thing. I mean, man, you know, I've grown up in an age where, you know, we just barely had a computer in the school when I started high school, and went from, you know, we had a computer programming class, and I remember taking it, but it was writing something that made numbers add almost, and went from that to the animation, foundation animation that we have, or the Java 1, Java 2, Visual Basics 1 and 2, you know, where they're actually writing programs and making things come to life on the computer. It's amazing what you know, natives can do. Like my children, they're natives. They can do a whole lot more with my iPhone than I can.
Sure.
Well,
we got 4-year-olds that can probably do more than you and I can.
They're
do
not
with
afraid
their
of it. That's no. The big thing, and they understand. You know, if it blows up, it's not messed up. You know, if I tore up my toy, I didn't get to play with it anymore.
Right.
Theirs, they rebooted and get to play again, I guess. That's the way I look at it anyhow.
But do we think that, are they able to stay up? You know, I know they're capable of learning. I mean, the learning. But from the social aspects of it, I think sometimes I wonder, socially and mentally, are they able to keep up with all the things? We're having high school students that are ready to go out to work, right?
Sure.
And ready to be grown-ups in the world.
You know, I don't think I was much different than they were, or they are, when I was 18 years old.
Okay.
You know, I was interested in girls and my friends when I was there. I didn't have a cell phone because I don't think that was invented at that time. But, yeah, I just think that they are social.
But are they, I guess I'm saying, are they able to keep up with all the things that that they're challenged with now, because they are so much ready to get out in the world? You know, I mean, they're getting a job, but they're still staying at home with mom and dad, even though they're out there working a job and doing these type of things.
I think that goes back to the individual child, our student, and, you know, and where they are material-wise.
Yeah. Well, I just think that sometimes we see them moving so fast, and you want to say, well, were you ever a kid?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're still kids when they get 30. I'm 43 and I'm still a kid.
You're still a kid. Okay, all right. Well, we've talked a little bit about the health science. You, sports medicine is part of it. Now, what about your auto tech and auto collision? That's another field that's doing real well.
It sure is, you know, and you don't realize, you know, you can no longer go and, when I was in school, you go and you pop a hood and you crawl in and it's a 4-barrel and you work on the carburetor or you take the plugs out. That's not the way it is anymore. You hook a computer up and you diagnostic test it, and that's going to tell you pretty much where the problem is. And so you've got to be, like I said before, the technical reading part of it is it's a technical world. There's no doubt about that, and it's a high comprehension world as far as reading. Reading is so important.
Yeah. Well, and that has to be a good one for a career.
Oh, I think it's wide open.
I mean, you can go to work.
Sure. You know, and with Auto Tech, you know, Piedmont Tech has a program there, and we articulate with them. The Auto Collision, there's body shops everywhere, you know, and if you get dented up, they can fix it. So that's not obsolete at this point, but we have articulation agreements with other, you know, community colleges across the state of South Carolina.
So there really is something for everyone there. And when we come back in just a moment, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the other programs that are out there. You know, there it goes from the culinary arts to Project Lead the Way, personal finance, even accounting. So if you have a student that is trying to figure out what they want to be when they grow up in a very short period of time, the Career Center is a great place to go. We're going to be right back. If you've got a question, don't hesitate to give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of... This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth. With love, a diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276. All right, we're right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. And yes, it is Meet Me at the Diner. And yes, my guest is Dr. Steve Glenn, the director of the G. Frank Russell Center right over there on Northside Drive. You know, we were just talking about this. This is fascinating. To find a teacher to teach at the G. Frank Russell for different careers, you were just telling me the carpentry department, it's a carpenter.
He's a master carpenter. That's exactly right. He didn't go to college to learn to be a teacher. He's a carpenter. The same
that makes it a little challenging, doesn't it, to find somebody who wants to teach and
well,
be a carpenter.
Well, same way with your health science. Our health science teachers, I'm trying to think if we don't have, I think all of them are RNs. If they're not RNs, they're LPNs with a specialist degrees, but they're not teachers. You know, they didn't go through the education program like a math teacher would or an English teacher. So, that definitely makes a challenge. You have a master carpenter, you know, if he's very successful in his business, you know, sometimes you can't find one that was willing to come in and teach kids to actually share their skills with and try to build that program. Same with Auto Tech and Auto Collision. Both those guys are masters at what they do. You know, if you've got something wrong, they can fix it.
Right.
I promise you they can fix it. But they choose to work in a school setting to teach young people rather than, you know, possibly make more money.
I was going to say, but they could make more money.
They could. Yeah. They're very, very good at what they do. Same way with the cosmetology. She's a licensed cosmetologist and actually owns boutiques up in Greenville. But she comes down here. She drives from Greenville every day to teach our kids. And, the nurses could definitely make more money. There's no doubt. I'm going right around the room, you know, around the career center and machine toolist, same thing with him. All of our people are the same way.
So what is it that makes them teach?
I think it's the love of kids. You know, it's that desire to see that light bulb go off. You know, when you truly, that kid gets it, see it, and that's a great feeling. That's the reason people teach. That's the reason they're in this profession, to see that light bulb go off with a young person. So that's the only reason I can come up with, you know. And used to be there was stability. We don't see that anymore like we once did. Used to, if you were in the school district, you had stability and you didn't have to worry about losing a job. But, you know, over the last 3 or 4 years with the
budget cuts,
the budget cuts and the, Act 388, and they did away with the minimal local effort, you know, it's a different ball game. It's a different world out there right now in the education field. You don't have the stability. You know, you have that fear of the RIF system or the RIF process going into place. And, you know, when the RIF comes, good doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter how good you are. It's going off of objectives that can be measured, and, that's scary.
Absolutely.
I've been in a district where that happened. That's not a good thing.
That's not a good thing. All right. Well, we are talking with Dr. Steve Glenn. We are talking about the program over there at the G. Frank Russell Career Center. Now, I understand tonight you have something going on over there at 96.
We do. At 96 High School tonight, we're going to have the National Technical Honor Society induction. We have 36 young people that will be inducted. We're very excited to have it at 96 campus, a brand new school, and I'm going to get to go in it for the first time in just a few minutes, so it's something I'm looking forward to. Mr. Ward and Dr. Peterson, they've opened those doors for us, and we're very appreciative of that fact.
So what goes on in an induction ceremony here?
Oh, you're really putting me on the spot, Ann. we have a candlelight ceremony. I do remember that part of it.
Okay.
Yeah, and each child.
A student has to be what? To get into the program?
Well, they have to have a certain GPA, and then, you know, they have to be nominated by teachers and have to have, you know, strong character. And there's a whole ceremony. It's a national organization, and the ceremony's followed right down the line. So it's an exciting thing. It sure is. And, you know, if they're inducted, they get to wear a cord at their graduation. So it's not just tonight, it goes on. That's exactly right, and it's something, you know, it's an honor that's given, and it can't be taken away if you're able to earn it.
Well, you know what? This is not yesterday's technical school at all.
No, and I hope that, you know, you still hear people refer to it as a vocational school, and the vocational school had a place, but that's not what it is now. It's a thriving technical, you know, even the, you take carpentry. how far has it come? You know, it's no longer just a hammer and nail. They've got nail guns, and they've got all kind of different things that they're using down there.
Now they use computers down there, I imagine, too.
You sure do. You know, if you're going to figure slope and you're going to figure angles of roof, pitch, and those type of things, they have to, you know.
It's not the days where you use the slide rule, huh?
Well, they still can. They still can. He still teaches it, they don't have to use it that way, so they can do more than one thing. Yeah, more than one application. You know, who would ever heard of vinyl siding back in the 1950s?
Sure.
You know, that's stucco. What's stucco?
Stucco, absolutely. What is stucco? Particularly in the South. Do we have stucco?
That's right.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to ask you is, as you look forward, I mean, here we are. Gosh, we're almost to April. We're in March, almost to April. What do you see building there at the G. Frank Russell? What would you like to see futuristically?
Well, I'd love to bring the Project Lead the Way biotechnology or biogenetics program to our place. You know, with the genetics center here, I think that that's a great marriage. You just got to have the interest of the kids. I think several years ago, we actually put in a program of studies, my understanding, and we didn't have any interest. You know, you got to have interest in order to have classes.
Sure.
If you don't have interest, then you can't afford to pay a teacher. And that's the struggle. You know, you don't have a captive audience, so they have to come for a reason. So anybody listening, if you know a young person that's interested in a career and getting fast tracked towards a very good career, you know, encourage them to come see us. We've got something for everybody.
So you feel will the program stay pretty much stable then that you have out there, or?
Yes. I'm looking for it to stay stable. You know, you just asked me earlier about teachers leaving in nutrition. I said, "Oh Lord, I hope none of my people leave, because we've got a wonderful staff, and Mr. Russell, he hired a lot of those people. You know, when he was still here, and I'm hoping to see him tonight. And Mr. Graves, he sometimes slides in, and he's wonderful, and he's really helped me a whole lot. I still talk to him on occasions when I have a question. I call Mr. Graves, but they did a great job staffing that facility, and you know. I've told somebody before, you know, when you go hire an English teacher, that English teacher's had training. Mm-hmm. And it's still going to take that first-year teacher 2 or 3 years to really understand classroom management. We're bringing people in the Kate in career and technology. We're bringing people from business that hadn't had that. Now, they do a great job to state through direct,
right,
which is how they become certified to teach. And they do a great job with that. But, you know, the first few days, it's a different experience, because if you can't manage kids, if you can't manage students, then you can't.
High school students we're talking about here, too. We're not talking about the six-year-olds here.
That is correct. If you don't know how to manage the students, then you can't teach. And like I said, we're very fortunate in our place.
You've got to grab their attention. And I guess you got to keep it grabbed all the time.
You've got to grab it. Yes, exactly right. And you can't have any downtime, because idle time gets you in trouble every single time, and if you're teaching bell to bell, you got to put on show. If you really want to be a great teacher, you have got to entertain and grab attention. You've got to be able to compete with that Xbox or whatever they play. You know, mine's got several of those, iPad, whatever it is. You've got to be able to compete, because it's ever changing. You know,
and they learn so fast anymore.
Wow, yeah, they learn so fast. That's exactly right. My two can do more on iPad or iPhone than I can do for sure.
Now, one of the things we haven't really touched on is work base and youth apprenticeships. Tell us a little bit about that.
Both those programs, Miss Pam Litch heads those up, and youth apprenticeship and work base. Student can have a job, mm-hmm, and can be paid for youth apprenticeship and actually receive high school credit for the class. You know, when the economy turned down, we saw a decrease in our offerings, because we have to have someone that's willing to provide a child or a student a spot.
Right.
So anybody that's out there listening that has a business and would allow us to place a student, then please contact us at the G. Frank Russell Career Center, and Ms. Litch will be happy to come and talk to you and fill you in on what what the procedures are to have that happen.
I think several years ago we had some students from high school that went through that because we had to fill out forms and everything on how they were doing and everything.
They're graded on performance, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So some are paid.
The youth apprenticeship is a paid position, and the work base, it doesn't have to be a paid position. We like for it to be a paid position, sure.
Creates that much more responsibility.
That's it, correct.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's also a situation where we have some businesses where we actually bring them in and let them interview. You know, we may have five or six kids and they may only have one slot, and we'll let them sit through an interview process, and that's a great experience for our students.
It certainly is. Well, listen, you know what? It has been terrific to have you here. We didn't get to talk about one program. We've got a couple minutes left. What is the animation program?
Well, if you see
That's all, folks.
It's amazing to watch those kids put those things in motion and learn how to make them turn and do. They can do so much more than I can even comprehend.
Right, but is that just a one block, or can that go on to Piedmont Tech, or how does that one work?
Well, we don't have the dual enrollment offering with it, but through the program, which is still in that cluster, you become a completer with the Java 1 or Visual Basics 1 or 2, Java 2, which is a computer program, and it's high tech. That's for sure.
All right. Well, these are some of the things that a student that is in probably their junior and senior year can really find out a lot. But if you want to get your child involved, or maybe you just want to find more about it, you can give them a call, 941-5750. You can go over there and tour the school. Dr. Steve Glenn says he'd love to have you over there.
That's exactly right.
And he needs more. He wants more students.
We definitely want more students. We want good. We want young people that are interested in our careers. And if we can help them get started on that career path, it just helps society all the way around.
And we need more taxpayers.
We definitely need more taxpayers. That's exactly right.
Unless all our taxes are going to keep going
That's
up,
exactly
we need
right.
more taxpayers.
Somebody's
got to
pay mine and your Social Security when we get older, right?
I think I'll be working forever. I don't know about you.
I'm not counting on it, that's for sure.
Well, listen, Dr. Steve Glenn, it certainly has been a pleasure to have you out here today. Thanks so much for coming out today.
Thank you for having me on.
All right. You know you are listening to your favorite radio station. That's right. It's WCRS right here in Greenwood. An excellent program, the G. Frank Russell Career Center. Tonight they are inducting 36 new students into their Honor Society, which is a nationwide society. So lots of good stuff happening. Check it out. Is there someplace they can go on the web and look at?
Yes, in District 50 website. You can click on schools and go to the G. Frank Russell Career Center website. And we have a one-minute commercial, and it's interactive, so you can find out a lot of information about us there.
All right, that sounds great. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.